Welcome to week 3 of the Chicken Coop Club series. If Chickens Could Talk, a charade story, written by Hannah Derlew, narrated by Trisha Rose.
"Good afternoon, Princess Katie," Stephen teased, tugging on her tiara.
Katie replied, sticking her tongue out at her big brother.
"I'm going to play with someone who appreciates my leadership."
Katie flounced out to the yard in full princess attire.
"I will establish my court and rule over all," she announced,
but Stephen was already back to his solo basketball game.
"It's hard to rule a land with no subjects," Katie said to her wand.
"Quack, quack, quack,"
Katie giggled at the group of ducks as they strutted by her. One even nibbled the hem of her gown.
"Greetings, loyal subjects. I am Princess Katie, your leader."
The ducks followed her toward the coop, and Katie realized she could hold court using her chickens. She knighted the old English bantams for their active strutting. She called the Duclay bantam her royal jester for his multicolored feathers. The Indian runner ducks became her nobles because of their upright posture. She also imagined them gossiping about her beautiful gown with all their quacking. But then Katie saw the horrible dragon.
"Don't fear, loyal subjects. Princess Katie will save you from the dreaded turkey dragon,"
she gave her orders.
"Knights, assemble. Nobles, protect the peasants. Jester, start joking about the situation."
The dragon turkey roared.
"He wants to gobble you all up. Do what I say."
Her knights did not assemble. The nobles turned tail and took off toward the pond. At least the jester continued his silly clucking. The whole charade felt like anarchy. No one would listen.
"Everything all right, sis?" Stephen asked.
"No, it's a total mess. The turkey dragon is trying to gobble us all up."
Stephen smiled.
"I'll take on this turkey dragon."
Stephen gobbled back at the turkey, encouraging him to move back toward the barn with large hand movements. Chaos reigned for a full 4 minutes. Until the turkey dragon took the hint and tailgated it out of town and back to the barn.
"We did it," Katie and Stephen said together. "That was a fun game of charades. Let's do it again."
"Except this time, let's be lifeguards," Stephen said.
"Yeah, the ducks are drowning," Princess Katie giggled. "I think I may need an outfit change."
Visit back next week to hear how the story continues for our friends.